This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will establish an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol building January 6th of this year. Pelosi said the commission will investigate and report on the facts and causes related to the incident, which she called, quote, a domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex. She also called the attack, quote, interference with the peaceful transfer of power. Pelosi said in a letter to Democratic colleagues that the House will also put forth supplemental spending to boost security at the Capitol complex. The United States has condemned the killing of 13 Turkish citizens by Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. The United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Those are the words of U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price in a statement late Sunday. He said the United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the region and stands with Turkey, a NATO ally, and extends its condolences to the families of the victims. Turkey's defense minister said earlier Sunday that the victims were kidnapped and killed by members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union have designated the PKK as a terrorist group. Tens of thousands of people have died since it launched an armed insurgency in mainly Kurdish southeast Turkey. And the government of Guinea has confirmed a new Ebola outbreak in the southeast of the country near the border with Liberia. The area was ground zero of the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,300 people. Guinea's information minister told VOA 3 people out of 7 confirmed cases have already passed away. VOA News. Myanmar's military leaders have extended their detention of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi until Wednesday. The military detained Suu Kyi on charges of illegally possessing imported walkie-talkie radios 2 weeks ago as it seized power. She's being held under house arrest at her official residence in the capital, Naypyidaw. Her original detention order was due to expire today, but a lawyer representing Suu Kyi said a judge extended it by 2 days. The move comes as protesters gather again Monday in multiple parts of Myanmar, while troops and military vehicles were deployed amid an increased security presence in major cities. Authorities also cut off internet access overnight. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said such restrictions and the arrests of political and civil society leaders are, quote, deeply concerning. In a joint statement, ambassadors to Myanmar from the United States, Canada, and 12 European Union nations also denounced the military's interruption of communications and expressed their support for the people of Myanmar, saying, quote, the world is watching. Former South African President Jacob Zuma is facing jail time for failing to appear in court Monday for an inquiry into corruption in his government from 2009 to 2018. Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, leader of the inquiry, said there was, quote, no valid or sound reason for Zuma's absence. This is the second time in 2021 that Zuma failed to attend an inquiry. Zondo said the commission will seek an order declaring Zuma in contempt of court. Zuma was removed from his office by his own party, the African National Congress, a year before the end of his second term. He has refused to cooperate with court proceedings in the past. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden's administration will use a virtual NATO defense gathering this week as a starting point toward rebuilding trust with European allies shaken by Donald Trump's America First foreign policy stance. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to emphasize Washington's commitment to the transatlantic treaty. The NATO defense minister's meeting comes as efforts to secure a peace deal in Afghanistan teeter amid rising Taliban attacks. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said on Monday that Taliban militants must do more to meet the terms of a 2020 peace agreement with the United States if foreign troops are to withdraw by a May deadline. And France has fined Google more than $1.3 million over misleading ratings for hotels in France, the country's finance ministry said on Monday. The decision follows a months-long investigation that began in 2019. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.